And on the line now, I have Madeline Ebbs from DCC North. Good afternoon, Madeline.
Hi, John. How are you? Lovely to talk to you.
Good, and you too. How are you doing? Keeping well?
Keeping well, thank God.
And busy.
And keeping extremely busy, as usual, which I'm delighted to report.
Yeah, that's good. What's been happening now in this mad time we're going through with the lockdown and the old elderly people that you are very concerned about?
Well, obviously the role has taken on a complete new dynamic, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Because normally our whole role would be about social integration and out mixing with people and organising events. So that all stopped, of course, with all the health and safety guidelines and the measures that the government's put in. So we continue to link in with our groups, and because we have great partnerships and we've great networks in the community, when all this kicked in first, we were, Dublin City Council and Community Development were in a great position to get things mobilised and moving because of the networks and the communications we had. So with regard to organising meals and shopping and prescriptions and medical aids and whatever people wanted, we were able to link them up and point them in the right direction, which was a godsend.
Yeah, it's brilliant because it's badly needed.
Yeah. And I have to say, everybody that we linked in with, from the guards to the local GAA clubs to the local FAI to our volunteers, again, our great volunteers out here in North Central, everybody was just brilliant. And our motto was that if there was anything needed by anybody anywhere in the community, we were going to make sure that they didn't go without. So I think we fulfilled that on a large scale.
Yeah, and I know now the local football clubs and the local boxing clubs and people that we know, they couldn't continue what they were doing. So
no,
I'd imagine.
No, obviously all the training had to stop.
Yeah, I'd imagine people appreciated them, you know, missed them and appreciate that great work that they're doing.
Oh, they did, but these are the people who stepped up to the mark then when anything was needed with regard to shopping or doing chores, especially for older people. I mean, I only had to lift the phone and I had somebody for every job, and people were just too willing to get out and do what needed to be done. So from my perspective, it has been a fantastic experience seeing how the way people came together. Up in Darrendale, all the volunteers that work up there to the football club, they went around delivering breakfast packs. They went around delivering dinners. They organised shopping. They did a big drop-off of food over to Beaumont Hospital, down to the local Garda stations, you know.
Yeah.
And again, Darrendale gets a lot of bad press, but the stuff that went on down there over the last few weeks, you wouldn't see it anywhere. Like, the people were amazing.
Yeah, and they, you mentioned the bad press that Darrendale and other areas get as well. I might have to be talking to someone from Ballymun Finglas, and we were talking about the same thing. It's terrible that the mainstream media don't cover all the good things that are happening.
Well, I mean, it's been obvious to everybody that communities have stepped up to the mark, stepped up to the plate, and you can see, like, an old-fashioned, nearly community spirit has evolved. You see more people, families out together. You see kids out playing now. Their heads aren't stuck into their devices and their phones, and you know, for all the bad this is, and this is a bad thing that has happened, it's been a bad pandemic, but people have been exceptionally great about kind of doing what needed to be done.
Yeah, and isn't it great that we got the weather, that people were able to get out into their gardens and into their
and come here, that was totally a blessing. My God, that was a blessing. And thank you, Lord, for that. That was a blessing, absolutely.
And the walks, say in the Stardust Park there, the walks, were you still able to do these with social distancing, or did that, was that?
Well, not in the beginning, although our parks didn't close down, and again, have to give a shout out to our parks lads.
Yeah.
The local rangers kept the parks open and did what they'd done, but our CE workers and our tooth workers, they all came under the lockdown. They weren't allowed to go into the parks, but the rangers did keep the parks open. So people were able to get out and walk and bring their families out. But in the last few weeks now, since the lockdown has been eased, the Stardust walk on a Tuesday morning has resumed, adhering to our HSE guidelines. I have to add that. And people are just delighted to be back out and walking.
It is, and it's fantastic. As once again, the weather, although today isn't great, unless it's improved.
Absolutely.
Now we talk about the Near FM show that you're involved in, Cocoon Tunes, and I was involved with yourself at the beginning of this, but I wasn't on air, so we had to give it to Michael. This was your idea, Madeline, wasn't it?
Well, my idea was to give it to you guys to do. I didn't realise it was going to end up back on my lap. I just one morning I was trying to think, how do I, you know, communicate something positive out to the people? Like, we'd normally have an art exhibition under our belt now. We'd had our variety show up and running. We'd have been continuing on with the walks, the Fitness Legends programme and Coolock. So there were so many things that weren't happening, and I'm, you know, having a shower one morning where I get all my great ideas, and I'm thinking, God, what can we do? So I thought of Near FM, obviously being our community partners, and I came up with this great name for a show, Cocoon Tunes. And of course, yeah, I talked to yourself, John, about doing it, and you thought it was a great idea, but you weren't in a position to actually do it. So Michael O'Sullivan was the person who they suggested that I do this with. So as I say, I'm not a DJ, can't stand listening to the sound of my voice on the radio, but it has, as the weeks have moved on, has got more enjoyable, because people are great about sending in requests and sharing their memories with us. And we play some fantastic music. There's a friend of mine she'd be very critical and very honest about things, and I wanted her honest opinion on the show, and she said she actually finds herself now tuning in on a Thursday afternoon. She says, not to listen to you, Madeline, but to listen to the great music. So that's a positive.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a great thing. It's a great show. And I was listening to the first one, and your own grandchildren actually sent in a request for you. I think you got a bit emotional.
Oh, Michael caught me there. Now, I wasn't expecting that. My kids live in LA, and I've five grandsons over there. And my son Ross sent that in, and he was reading out the names. I'm like, I know these names. Oh my God, he caught me. I'll have to get him back for that.
Anyway, you're still working away. Are you working from home, or are you working in the office? Or?
Working remotely. I try to get into the office at least four afternoons a week so I can forward on emails. And, you know, very conscious about staying linked in with the groups. But delighted to report three new environmental groups we've set up over the last few weeks, which is very good. So I'm actually going to do some flyers for one of the groups now today and get them down some bushes and pickers. And because you can see all the estates, everybody has been doing great community work.
Yeah,
you know, people have had time to actually acknowledge and appreciate and see where they live and how beautiful their places are. So people are all adding to their surroundings, and it's, you know, a lot of positive stuff has come out of this. So I've been very, very busy, thank God.
Yeah, just where I live, there's a football pitches behind where I live, and you know, a green space, and the local residents got out and put in flower boxes and little seats for people to go and sit in. It's amazing what's happening, especially environmentally.
Well, you know, we were all in such a rush. We were all so busy. We never had time to acknowledge our neighbours, our families, our surroundings. And so this was like a pause button, you know, after being pressed. And we have a great opportunity to reset things and try and make the world a better place coming back. Don't know if that's going to happen. You know, there's a lot of unrest around the world at the minute. But in general, people, like, kids are waking up to both their parents in the house at the minute, which is a given. I know it's awful. People have lost their jobs, but on the positive, you know, kids are getting to spend time with their parents. As I said, you can see kids out playing games now that I haven't seen in, well, I can't even remember how long. And none of the kids you see now have their heads stuck into phones or tablets or, you know, so there is a lot of positives coming out of it. And the big thing is people are appreciating their surroundings, where they live. They're doing beautiful work environmentally, and the planet apparently has healed quite a lot.
Yes, it has. I was talking about volunteers and the different organisations and how great they are. I witnessed the thing where I live. A woman near me was 100, and all the neighbours came out, you know, and stood around and applauded and all that. But the Gardaí came down and presented her with flowers and done happy birthday on the sardines of the car. And I thought that was absolutely brilliant. Because you know the way Gardaí, they get bad press, but my God, that was brilliant.
Well, they've been really holding it together with the shopping and looking after the older people, collecting pensions, collecting prescriptions. And here in the City Council and Community Development, we have a fantastic relationship with the community guards that I work with, both in Coolock and Sandry. And they have done amazing work, absolutely amazing work. And I think people really appreciate, you know, what they have seen the guards doing lately. And their jobs haven't been easy.
Yeah. So hopefully, like, things will change. People's outlook on different things will have changed for the better. And
please God.
Yeah.
Like, please God. And if you haven't been down to the Stardust, I just want to say this. Yesterday, you know, we've the walk up there, and the lads down there, Jerry Cusick, John McGuigan, and in the past, Brian Dowling. You know the walk that goes into the likes of the Stardust and the Darndale Park. And heartbreaking to see 30 shopping trolleys. Irish Waterways were in yesterday taking 30 shopping trolleys out from some of our very prominent shops here in the neighbourhood, and I really wish they would come on board to try and stop this, people taking trolleys from the shopping centres and just leaving them all over the place. But 30 trolleys was heartbreaking, because that park is beautiful.
Yeah,
the river is beautiful, the wildlife, the ducks, the swans, that use the river, it's their habitat, and to have it full with trolleys and chest of drawers and bikes and scooters would break your heart.
Yeah, and there was a lot of planting done, and I'd say that's all come to fruition now.
Well, if you haven't seen the Wildflower Meadow, you need to get down and have a look. It's absolutely, it's like it's actually like one of the Monet's paintings.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. But just to say, if anybody in the area is listening, we have got new gates up on the Stardust. They will be locked at park times, opened and closed at park times, and it is simply to curtail antisocial, because there is a lot of people using the park now for which it's supposed to be used in a positive manner, and we are doing our best to keep the antisocial element out.
And the playground, is that open? And
playgrounds are back open. I'm not sure what the rules and regulations are about the playgrounds now. I haven't been updated on that. But the park in general has been open all along, and more people than ever have been using it. But just to appeal to people who are taking out shopping trolleys, and to appeal to our local stores, please do something to try and keep your trolleys from coming outside the shops.
Yeah.
Because they end up all over the place, and they're used for all sorts of nasty things.
You know, it's terrible to say. There's always a negative to every positive nearly. It's disgraceful. I know they used to send people, some of their staff around the area, gathering trolleys.
I don't know if they still do that, but really, you see, they shouldn't be allowed to take the trolleys out of the shops at all, you know. And the shops need to step up to the plate on this.
Yeah, I know that you can put a device on trolleys, and it's like an alarm. If you go past a certain point, the alarm
goes there
off.
Used to be a sort of a wheel locking system. I don't know what happened with that, but the trolleys that we took out, we were clearly able to see the names of the shops on the bars, and they're all our local stores.
Anyway, it's crazy. I have to finish up soon, because we have to finish early so the studio can be prepared, clean.
Yeah,
that's
grand. It was lovely talking to you.
I just want to say, looking forward, Madeleine, you know, the parties you organise, the Christmas parties and different things like that, you know, is that all going to happen, or do we have to wait and see how things go?
We just don't know. We're just going by whatever information that we're given on a day to day, and we're doing our best to work around that, you know. And people are great. They have, you know, towed in with us.
Okay. Listen, Madeleine, thanks very much for taking the call.
And, no, not at all. Lovely talking to you.
And you too. We'll be talking again soon.
Stay safe. Mind yourself. God
you
bless.
Too, Madeleine. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, that our friend Madeleine Ebbs there from DCC North.